Hello there, good evening. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm going to be reading the third word. We're going to find it in John chapter 19, the verse 25 through 27. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. So this reminds us that Jesus, even though he was being crucified, he cared for his mother and her well-being. Jesus knew he would die for the sake of humanity. The timing here is crucial. We must understand that Jesus could have had done this beforehand and had planned it all along to talk to one of his disciples, as he did to John, to arrange his mother's placement at this time. But he honored his mother. He honored her so much that he did it as he was being crucified, to reassure that she would be taken care of and she was not going to be forgotten. John, who he was loved by Jesus, he stood by Jesus' cross in his side through all this time. And he took Mary, who wasn't even his mother, as his own mother until she passed away. He honors Jesus' request and followed all the way through. We must remember Matthew chapter 19, verse 19. Honor thy father and thy mother. We must all follow this. And we must all follow this commandment dearly. Jesus inspires all of us to look out for each other, even though we might be suffering. We must follow the example he gave us as he was in the cross. And that brings into many, many things. We might be going through a hard time, but we can also be a shoulder for someone else, as they might be going through a harder time than you. By you giving them that hope that you're there to listen to them, being able to have that compassion and that love for your brother, it's a wonderful thing. Not only you feel great, but you're exalting God for the deeds that you're doing, because through him is what we call love, and true love is what he gives us. This is a song that I like. I think it's called "Your Brother, Brother, Let Me Be I think it's called "Brother, Let Me Be Your Servant." Yeah, it's a really nice song, and that reminds me that to check up on your friends, family, your brothers and sisters in Christ, just so you will be there for them. It's something that I feel that is dearly for us as church, to be able to have each other through the good times and through the bad times. Things are always easy when we do them together. I think as a group we'll be able to shine brighter. And just as Jesus being able to honor his mother and give her the reassurance that she would not be forgotten, she would be taken care of in this time. He had all the time to have this set for her, but he chose to honor her in his death. He took everything with him, and he did not forget her. So we as well should not forget each other and be able to keep each other at company. And I would like to ask, are we able to do what we're called to do by this passage, to take care of each other when we are called to do so? And that's me.